Justin Scott Spiegel, 98 Rock, 98online.com.
Yeah, a little JSS after dark here, before the sun comes up.
New York Post article. New York Post. Entitled, Masturbating at Work is a Doctor-Approved Stress Reliever.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
Says this, pleasuring yourself at work is a Doctor-Approved Stress Reliever.
Oh, some consider to be the new smoke break. Wow. Boy, and we're going to have to read this gingerly. Josh, you're the one that is doctor required to evacuate.
That's right.
You're not a peddler of flesh. You're not a smut salesman. Right. You would never defile the temple that you call your body willingly. You are being told to.
Congested prostate.
Oh, God. Just think of those Mucinex commercials. Oh! And what if you were told, because one of the great sources of stress in your life is your job. You hold yourself to an almost impossible to meet standard. If you were to be told by your physician, listen, hey, between the 8 and 9 o'clock hours, when you're really, really hitting full stride,
yeah,
take a second, head to the secret bathroom, do what needs doing. Could you at work?
I think I could if I were guaranteed that I wouldn't be interrupted and had 90 seconds of privacy.
Oh, that's all it takes. I would need rings of security. I need a locked stall in a locked room at a part of the building.
Yeah, you need like designate a room. But then if that like was the room, then you'd know that like who was in there before you and who would be in there after you, and it would
I'd need my own.
Yeah.
You get Kirk walking out of there.
Yeah. You see, if you risk doing it in a bathroom where people can come in, then you could end up being arrested these days.
Well, that's part of the slippery slope about this whole thing. Mark Sargent, who is a lecturer in psychology at Nottingham Trent University, says that a masturbation break would be very effective at work and a great way to relieve tension and stress. And then another psychologist, Dr. Cliff Arnold, agreed. He said the policy would result in more focus, less aggression, higher productivity, and more smiling.
Yay! Hey! Wow, Scott's flush, but he's got just a Cheshire grin on his face. He's excited to come to these meetings 90 seconds late.
And he said taking this kind of break for boredom or an escape would increase work focus. And there was an article that found that 39% of male readers reported pleasuring themselves in the office.
Wow. Also reading another portion of said article talking about women, there is a woman that said after watching The Wolf of Wall Street with Matthew McConaughey, his stockbroker claims in the movie that, you know, he pleasures himself daily after lunch, so she saw no reason not to herself because movies. And another woman said she did it as an act of rebellion. Now, that's interesting. If she's just growling all day.
See, this is where it gets weird, though, because it says these self-pleasure breaks shouldn't be driven by lust or fantasizing about a colleague, as this would likely result in cognitive impairment. Such breaks should only be taken if they're motivated by the desire for stress relief.
I'm out.
And it says introducing any form of sexual behavior to the workplace could be seen as a slippery slope that makes people think that other forms of sexual behavior, such as those linked to harassment, are more acceptable. Yeah, you can't really encourage that kind of behavior at work.
Let's define work. What we do here from time to time, let's just say, hey, Mike Anderson, Tony Perticakis comes floating in. She's got a little something skimpy on a pair of tights. Looks like she came and put those things on an aerosol can.
I don't sexualize women.
You absolutely do, but continue. I can see some of the Twitter accounts you follow. Muscle Angel, Fitness Goddess, and Backside Beauties. In that case, I kind of get it. From time to time, we're around some fine-looking fillies in this building. But let's just say you worked at a daycare. Don't do it there. Don't do it there ever. Don't do it within a mile of that place. But if you work at a food service place, don't do it there.
Children in your home?
Shut up, Mike. God I go to the shed. There. You want to know my dark secret? I go outside of the shed. That's where I'm at these days with the light on.
But my main concern is I'm usually very tired after that. Typically, that precedes a nap.
A nap, right?
So to do that at work, I would be out of commission for an hour.
You walk in the bathroom, you just see people lying on the floor asleep.
Ugh, just in this sea of filth. Oh, God. The air hanging heavy with the raw stench of self-sex. That's all. Oh, God. Yeah, I think there's certain industries that if you do it in, like, I get it. Like, if you're a gaffer or, like, a light guy on the set of an adult film, I think it would probably be required for you to enjoy yourself. But if you work in foodstuffs or you're a massage therapist, I don't want to find out that during your quote-unquote smoke break, you're down there interrogating your denim witness and you're coming back in there and you're putting your paws on me again? No, that's a thumbs down.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to keep things the way they are, and if you feel the need to do this or it does help you relieve stress, then you find a nice little secluded bathroom with a solo toilet in it, and you lock the door, and you do what you got to do, and don't tell anybody. But I don't think offices can in any way put this on paper like, hey.
Oh, this ain't policy.
Yeah, make it, right.
No, this is never the orientation. Okay. Someone's getting walked around. Okay, that's where the fax machine is over there. Now, you're going to see we have the new bistro downstairs. You're going to like that. It's actually got the option to use a card or a debit card. Upstairs, this is the off room. So each day you're allowed to off breaks, 15 minutes tops, and it's Hawaiian Shirt Friday tomorrow. Have fun with it. The question is begged, is anybody here at a prior job? Because I know for a fact none of us here have ever, because that would be a violation of our terms and services and our contract. But prior jobs elsewhere.
Yes.
Yes. Wow, boy. Scott didn't even take a breath before that creeped out. Can you say what job it was?
I can tell you the whole story.
Please.
It's fine.
You have the floor.
I was a teen.
Yeah.
And during the summers, I worked a job where I helped. I worked like in the schools.
Oh.
Schools was out. The school were empty. I was basically a janitor. Ooh. I helped, like, it was me and like two other guys. Who, by the way, this like a big portion of their day was just sleeping. We didn't do much. It was pretty
you
sweet.
Just slept
gig.
In like broom closets.
Yeah, it was like you'd show up. We'd eat like breakfast. Then it was like time for a nap.
Okay, and the place is empty. I bet. By the way, I bet the hall.
Oh, it's a ghost town. It's because the schools are out. So we need to do. We would clean all the classrooms. Like we had to mop and wax the floors, and you know we go over the whole school, and like. As these two dudes were just napping, I was like, well, I'm, you know, feeling a little randy, whatever. Went off to one of the bathrooms and took care of business, whatever.
I want to believe that they slept side by side, sitting on plaster buckets, you sat a foot away from them, just gazing at them, just hammering away.
No, that did not happen, but I definitely took care of business.
Tenderizing that cutlet. Sex offender Anderson, on a list, Anderson. Hope he doesn't move to your neighborhood, Anderson. There has to have been some point where you...
When I worked at the coffee shop, I might have in the bathroom.
In the coffee.
He goes, I think I might have.
I
just
might
stop.
Have, you know, or you
just
don't.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah,
one time.
Okay. Yes, just
look,
say
was,
you did
I was 18 and my testosterone levels were at an all-time high.
And that's the job you took because you liked that girl.
Oh, yeah.
So
plus
you're
all my coworkers.
It says in the article, Mike, it says right here, it says that they shouldn't be driven by lust or fantasizing about a colleague when you take one of these breaks. It should just be stress relief.
The whole job was based off of obsessing about a colleague.
I think mine was when I was a teenager, it was just out of boredom.
Yeah, you were bored. Mike literally drove an hour to stalk a chick at work and then went to the probably very small and in close proximity to where you worked bathroom.
Oh,
and just...
God, you're a savage.
I only did it one time. I swear it was only one.
You're savage.
Ugh, just trained your chimpanzee.
Typically, I really like to thoroughly enjoy that part of the day, so I don't like to do it in a, you know, in a scenario at work where I'm under pressure or fear. I want to really relax and let my hair down.
Really stretch out.
let your hair down.
Let your hair out. Really starfish out onto some yoga mat.
But wasn't there, you would know this, you're the movie Junkie.
Yes, sir.
In one of the war movies, wasn't there a guy that had to be taken out of war because he was in one of the trenches? It might have been like Saving Private Ryan or one of those movies because he just couldn't stop masturbating.
I don't remember that.
And I think it was like because he
is
was...
Is that a true story?
Was it Glory with Matthew Broderick?
I don't know if it's true. It was in the movie.
That'd
and I'm
awesome
guessing if they put it in the movie, it's true.
Yeah.
But because I think he cracked mentally and like he just... That was like he... That was his only way of like... I don't know. I don't remember what it was. But.
My dearest Muriel... The battle rages on, and I say, as the bullets fly overhead and the booms of the cannons keep me and my company awake, I think of your sweet-smelling cinnamon hair and the wheat fields we played in as a child. And I need you to know that every time I hear the shot of a musket, I have to off thinking about you and your auburn hair. As a matter of fact, as I write this letter, I'm off as we speak. My commandant is insisting that I quit, but I say, nay, sir, I will continue to the thought of Muriel. Godspeed, good luck.
So, I just took care of business.
Oh, God.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, man.
I wanted to try it out.
Look how flushed he is. He might have... His face is beet red.
Well, I think it took me so long. I was a little late getting back.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine the hell you have to go through to wrangle that demon.
I just went to
tearing your rotator cuff.
The secret bathroom, and I relieved some stress.
Yeah.
The New York Post said it's okay.
Says it's good to
do. The people in the New York Post article.
That I agree with.
Say that...
I'm a subscriber.
Taking care of business at work might be a good way to relieve stress.
You guys shared your story, so I'll share mine. I apologize to anybody now that came into the video game exchange between the year 1997 and 1999 after I was made assistant manager and got a key to the store, which means I opened and closed, and occasionally
look
when I was in there by myself, I would hang the old be back in 15-minute sign. The next thing you know, Justin's in the back cleaning the old joystick. Luckily, mine's got a turbo feature on it, so that be back in 15 minutes was usually about 13 minutes too much. I'd come back out smiling, flushed. See, my problem is I have a real tell when I've just done the do. I have hypercolor skin. I get real flushed real easy.
Yeah.
And you can tell when something I've either become frustrated or nervous or I've, you know, flogged my molly. Right here, I get this ring, like this halo of flushed red skin. My face is all patchy. My eczema flares up. My eyebrows get sweaty.
You go through some stuff.
I'm a mess, man, when I get done with that. So, yeah. And then, you know, I would try and, keep myself in order for people and button my shirt back up, go out there. But then I'd be handling video games all day long.
Oh.
And, I know. I'm not proud of it. Luckily, that business went out of business many, many years ago, so statute of limitations. Josh, have you ever?
Actually, I did once. When I was very young, I was about 13.
Yep.
I was at my first radio job. I was a volunteer. And... it was the evening time, very, very few people, and went to the bathroom and did it. I was alone in the bathroom and in the stall and did it. Didn't take too long. And there was chafing because I had to use the those rough paper towels that you get from the paper towel dispenser. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure this out here.
Yeah.
Because paper towels, and again, we got to really be gingerly here. Were you like mummifying him? With paper towel?
Yeah, I like to I like to totally cover up, seal the deal as you may
confused.
I would like to die right now.
My brain is snapping in half.
Okay, so here we're going to do a little live wire thing.
No, stop talking.
What?
My
what?
Brain
you
is
asked
melting.
A question.
Did you do this? Okay, so here's the tissue.
Yeah.
And here's
I got this. Right.
There you go. Look what Scott's doing.
You like?
Did you do this? Did you do that?
Like, you like wrap? You go like this?
Yeah.
You do this, and then you do this?
Not that tight. Not that tight. You know, it'll kind of loose at first.
Oh God.
Then you you bring
Mike. You might want to put that person on hold. We're making a revelation.
Well, once
here.
You
another piece of the puzzle, Mike.
My left eye just went blind.
Once you you're doing the deed, and you don't want the paper towel to get too much in the way. So
but see, this is like just for most people, like this, not even there, and it's just this.
Well, then what happens? Everything.
Well, you do this. You take said paper towel, and then.
Oh, that's a mess.
Shazam.
That's a mess. I'm very tidy.
Boy, management is not happy. That Wow, because at 7:45, we're going to do a segment called Spiegel Learns to Handshake.
Right.
We should change it to Spiegel Learns to Off, because that is not at all.
What?
What?
Come on.
You've been lied to, whoever in the schoolyard taught you that.
I've never, in my 40 years on Earth, have heard anything remotely close
to
that.
Well, what about people?
My brain is melting out through my body.
What about
right
people
now
who use a sock?
Also horrible.
That,
more common.
They don't do it the way I think
Mike,
you're
am I
thinking
totally off base here?
I was on the phone. Could you quickly recap?
He mummifies it before he does it.
With a rough paper towel.
Yeah, that's I've never heard of that in my life.
It's in a bathroom. What do you? I mean, you could use toilet paper, I suppose. But
no, but it's just the whole act of mummifying beforehand.
I'm yeah more likely to destroy the,
I mean,
the
that,
toilet paper.
That texture is the complete opposite of the texture you're looking for.
You're envisioning as you fantasize about
yeah, why
Greta Van
you
Susteren.
Well,
yeah,
it's like a desperate times call for desperate measures.
That's desperate.
Yeah, but my point is, if you just if you take you re, you remove that part uh-huh of it, and it's yeah just, I don't want to say skin on skin, but if oh it's, you know, it's would be more enjoyable than sandpaper.
Oh, no, let me, maybe I didn't communicate it. I don't use the paper towel for the actual act. It's there. It's on standby.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay,
gotcha.
Okay.
I miscommunicated. Oh,
here we are.
Ah, my brain's back.
Much better. I can see out of my left eye again. Thank God.
But when I was a teenager, I used to use
there goes my brain again.
Say toothpaste.
I used I used to use my pants. I had these pants.
Oh yeah.
Like a backup pair of the ones that were on.
Corduroys? No. I used to lay the pants on my bed.
Oh gosh.
I thought last week's revelations were over.
Breathe.
Okay.
Hey, you brought
keep
it
going
up.
Scott, into the nose,
up
out of the mouth. Keep going. Keep right going.
I can stop if blow you the want.
No, keep going. Okay. I just got to focus on my breathing. Go.
I go. So that, well, I would, you know, I would. I didn't
yeah
realize
right
that you could actually use something like a paper towel or you know, the thing you can dispose of. So I just would use the pants that I wore that day, lie them down on my bed, and go face down. And then
face down!
Oh, God!
Face down!
Oh, my left eye went milky again.
2017, in the year of Spiegel.
We've been waiting our lives for you to finally open up the Pandora's box.
It
and is your memory.
Open.
I realize now that it was abnormal.
I'm lightheaded. I'm lightheaded.
I know it wasn't
we
normal.
We need to go into best
I mean, I don't know. Why does it take you that long to come to that realization that, hey, I could just use something that I could throw
because
away?
Because I wasn't that bright. The thing that I always wonder about is what my mother thought when she did the laundry.
Oh, God. I mean, normally, I think most kids.
That's why you use something disposable. So
mom
know,
doesn't
no,
find
yes,
out.
There's no evidence. Right. But,
that's right the last person you want to know, especially in a rigid household like yours. Joshy, I cracked a pair of your pants in half again. What's happening?
I mean, didn't you usually?
I might have to go home.
Do it in the shower or
Scott's
bath?
Leave.
Scott's no, dizzy. No, I've never been able to do it in the shower.
Okay,
never
I'm
been
done
able to do.
Can
I can't
we move
I,
on.
Standing up
nope
has never worked for me. Standing up. Do you, I mean, are you guys able to do it standing up?
I'm a sit downer or a leaner. I'll lean against the wall.
And what about intercourse?
Oh, I jump. I just jump repeatedly. Okay, I put them in like a 7-foot tall regulation harness. And
well,
jump
I feel very comfortable talking about this for some reason.
Wow. Thanks to everyone that's held. We ain't getting to you.
Woo, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, people on hold.
Yeah, Bob, just, Steve, Nick,
didn't
Greg
happen today.
We kind of. Thank you. Mike, give
there
them things, whatever, stickers. Oh, God.
Onto his jeans.
Face down.
Face
down. 7:01. Why did a Maryland State
the
Police
texters, they're going. The texters are losing their minds.
Yeah.